Hey, well, once again, welcome to your next talk. We have here Pierre Eves and Raphael presenting Mercurial, 20 years and counting. So thank you very much, and take it away.
Hi. Hello. Can everybody hear me fine? Yep, cool. We are Pierre-Yves and Raphael. We work at a small company called Octobus. We're specialized in version control and specifically in Mercurial, a version control software that is 20 years old. And we're going to talk about its journey and why we're still here and why we're here today talking about it. So first, we're going to start with an interactive slide. Get your hand up, please. Everyone. Yeah, thank you. Everybody raise your hand. Keep your hand up if you knew that Mercurial existed before coming to this talk. Yeah, pretty much. If you've ever used it before, okay, fewer people. If you are using it today, yep, some people are. If you think the project is active, more people raising their hands again, nice. Okay, so we thought that it might go something like this. I think the blue ellipse was kind of maybe overconfident in its size. But generally, I think that a lot of people have heard about HG. This is kind of a self-selecting audience, but if you go around, most people have heard about Mercurial at some point. But the people that still use Mercurial and know that it's active is actually quite a small minority now. So how Mercurial is usually portrayed is it's a distributed version control system that's very old. It lost to Git 10 years ago, and it's written in Python, and it's slow. Git has 95% market share. Mercurial has 1%. That's the usual framing of it. So why talk about it? Why am I here? Why are we here? We keep having the same conversations over and over again at every